KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelei Kinnean, and it's 9:02. Amid a confidential personnel investigation, the Nome School Board accepted Superintendent Mike Bronner's resignation at last night's school board meeting. School Board President Betsy Brennan read Bronner's letter of resignation to the public. Bronner's letter thanks the community of Nome for their efforts to partner with Nome Public Schools, as well as the teachers and school leaders who have helped advance the school curriculum. His resignation will be effective as of March 4th. Nome's board will be contacting the Alaska Association of School Boards for recommendations of superintendent candidates. The board expects to have an Alaska Association of School Board representative at the next work session to assist in moving the process forward quickly. Additionally, at last night's meeting, community member Mariah Salafi expressed her continued concern regarding the ongoing Nome Public Schools personnel investigation.
The school board owes it to the public, to the people that elected you, but especially to NPS staff, an explanation of what steps were taken, what policies were followed, and moving forward, I think you owe it to the staff and any potential staff to identify gaps in those policies that were followed and to fill in those gaps.
Salafi requested for the school board to review policies regarding the personnel investigation and handling of employee complaints and highlight how bylaws will address violations of the state of Alaska's code of ethics. During board member comments, Barb Nichols addressed the community on recent concerns with the personnel investigation and allegations against the board. She expressed her sadness that no staff or teacher ever presented a complaint to the school board. The board was made privy to concerns after the state investigation was already underway.
Do I like what's going on? I absolutely hate what's going on. I don't want to be behind this table. I don't want to be involved. Do I want it to split this community? Absolutely not. But we've got to, as elected officials of the board, please trust me that I take things serious and I will make sure that everybody is represented and everybody is represented fairly.
In other business, last night the board approved moving forward with contract offers for 40 tenured staff. All tenured teachers in the district are on the list. Staff will have 30 days to sign the offered contracts. Nome's Board of Education, well, their next meeting is on February 26th. The U.S. Senate has just passed a reauthorization of the Violence Against Women Act, but APRN's Peter Granitz reports its future in the House is unclear. The Senate passed a reauthorization of the Violence Against Women Act last Congress, only to see it fester in the House. Conservatives in both chambers say expanded protections for undocumented immigrants and members of the LGBTQ communities amount to political handouts. And perhaps more worrisome to some is the provision that allows tribal courts to prosecute non-natives in Indian country for abuse. In Alaska, that only applies to Metlakatla because it's the only reservation in the state. U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski says her party needs to drop its opposition in the House.
They need to think of the vulnerable people who are victims of domestic violence every single day. Doesn't make any difference where you live.
The previous reauthorization will remain law regardless of whether the House passes the new version. The Bethel City Council has finalized an ordinance to impose a tax on all tobacco products sold in the city. The tax is similar to one found in Anchorage. KYUK's Mark Earhart reports the tax has the backing of many in the community, but one retailer is starkly against it. Karina's Case Lot Grocery in Bethel will stop selling tobacco products on February 28th, one day before the Bethel tobacco tax takes effect.
We're already taxed to death, and be taxed on something that should be our right to do as Americans, I think it's wrong.
That's Christy Inman. She owns Karina's and has been selling tobacco products since she bought the store 13 years ago. Inman says even if she were to continue selling tobacco, many of her customers would still go out of Bethel for their cigarettes and other tobacco products. The ordinance, which starts March 1st, is likely to raise the price of cigarettes by $2.21 per pack and raise the prices for other tobacco products by 45% of the wholesale price. Several community members have spoken in favor of the tax, saying it will detour young people from picking up tobacco and help persuade longtime users to quit. And tune in to KNOM today to hear the second part of our two-part profile series on the Community Engagement Initiative. The Nome Public School Project aims to increase student success by strengthening adult support of youth throughout the community. Yesterday, Claire Richardson of the Alaska Association of School Boards talked about the issues facing Nome students, including high teacher turnover, alcohol and drug abuse at home, and underlying racial tension between Native and non-Native communities. Tune in to Profiles today to hear parents, teachers, and school board members talk about the strengths of Nome's small community. Friendliness, caring teachers, no stoplights, and more. To hear more from last week's Community Engagement Initiative meeting, listen to Profiles today after the 9 o'clock and 6 o'clock weather. A look at the price of gold this morning, down $5.50 an ounce to $1,646.80. An ounce of silver down 18 cents to $31.04. It is currently 9 minutes after 9 o'clock.